You worked a lot before I was born, right?
I work a lot now.
No, I just mean you worked a lot of different places.
Sure.
And it's not like you were passionate about all of them.
I wasn't passionate about any of them.
Then why did you do them?
I guess I just didn't know any better. I mean, and it didn't help that I got started pretty early. I got my first job offer when I was just 8 years old, playing catch behind the house. By mistake, my ball went in the neighbor's yard, and he called out over the fence, "Hey, Walt, I got a job for you that ain't too hard, and I'm offering 50 cents. So I hopped the barrier and saw his Irish terrier, but the deal was made, so I grabbed the spade and I picked up someone else's shit. I kept that up for 3 or 4 years.
That wasn't really a job, though.
Well, it paid 50 cents a week. But you're right. The real work came later on. Had a job in high school to support my mom, delivering pizza 7 to close, then off to join the infantry in Vietnam, then driving for heights and stocking for lows. They weren't always terrible, and some were almost bearable, but with everyone, when the day was done, I was stuck with someone else's shit. That's the thing about jobs, Mikey. When you get down to it, they're all just work. And people will tell you that work gets easier, put in the time and it pays. But if anyone tells you a job is a test, then he's probably a pest who will rob you the rest of your days.
Rob you? Didn't they pay you?
Sure, but everything that really mattered, my time, my energy, my creativity, all that got stolen away, and I don't want that for you. Watch your back, 'cause one of them is all it takes. I'm hoping the moral's coming across. I'm confident that you won't make the same mistakes. You'll go your own way and be your own boss. You'll have your humanity and hopefully your sanity. I let down my guard in my neighbor's yard, and my bed was made when I grabbed that spade. But at least you know not to stoop that low. Never pick up someone else's shit.